Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Life Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Tiffany Windsor. Coming up on this episode, Juliana Jules Avalar talks about the many healing uses of lavender essential oil. Don't go away. Healing Life Wisdom will be right back. If you want to start with just a few basics of essential oils, I'm quite certain that lavender is one of the best. And joining me to talk about the healing qualities of lavender essential oil is doTERRA wellness advocate, Juliana Jules Avalar. Hi, Jules.
Hi, Tiff. How's it going?
It's great. It's a great essential oil day.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at the bottle of lavender right now, and I'm just drooling because it really is one of the most beautiful smells. I truly enjoy it.
It's definitely one of the first essential oils that I was introduced to. Coming from the crafting world, my sisters years and years and years ago used to always comment about putting lavender essential oil on their hot glue gun burns.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't remember that. And, you know, it's so true. You know, it goes from that, right, the healing properties of being able to put it onto a burn to this soothing feeling, calming feeling that it provides. And lavender oil it's really the oil I think that people most are familiar with. So when you talk about how you're using oils, or if I mention that I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA, they'll say, oh yeah, you know, I use lavender. But unless they're using doTERRA lavender. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the doTERRA oils, I've been using them for over a year now, and I've really done a tremendous amount of research. I've been using them topically and internally, which it's really important that anytime we put anything on to our body or in our body, that we really know where it's coming from. We really want it to be as pure as humanly possible, because we're finding more and more, as we've talked about on this show, that, you know, so many chemicals are really infiltrating our life, you know, our lives in so many different ways. But lavender is just one of those truly delicious oils that you can use aromatically. You know, that is the first smell. You know, when you smell something, like for instance, if I smell orange, I immediately think of my Portuguese grandma, because she always used to make orange cake. And so when we smell something that is familiar, and when that smell has the healing properties in it, that's just like the first thing you want to go to is that smell. So you can diffuse it. You can put it on, you know, topically onto your skin. One of the best things I love lavender for is I'll put it behind my ears, like right behind my earlobes, and it really calms me down. And I use it for sleep. I've mentioned before about how, like, a lot of Steve's friends will reach out to me, all of his guy friends, all of his, you know, manly man friends from where he works, and they all want lavender because they're not sleeping. And so I always feel so lucky and blessed and honored to help them with something like the oils, and especially the lavender that really does help them, you know, help it. They're loving it. And in fact, ironically enough, before I got on air right now, we were getting texts by one of the guys at work who wants to know some more about some oils. And I feel like I'm the goddess of the males, bring on the men.
It's awesome how they have flocked to you. I love hearing all of the stories of the guys who are interested, because certainly at Healing Life Wisdom, our focus has been on helping women on their wellness path, but there's a lot of guys that we can help also.
Jeez, I love it. You know, I'm truly honored that they trust me with whatever it is that they need. And I just get so excited anytime that anyone asks me, what should I be doing for this? You know, I've had people come to me, they've got anxious feelings, the sleeping, of course. You know, I've got a really great high school friend who's a truck driver. And so it was really important to him that he was using products that were safe. And I find that it's just a really sweet place to be in to help people. And when you're working with really great oils, such as the doTERRA line, and in particular the lavender that has so many, many benefits. It's another one of those oils, which, by the way, goes back, way back. You know, oils have boiled to the surface lately, you know, over the last several years. And it's not really like some new thing. If you do your research and you go back, frankincense, which we talked about last week, myrrh, which we haven't talked about yet, lavender, many different oils, you know, were being used to heal people, to help people. And so lavender is another one of the oils that goes way back to Egyptian, Roman times, where it was being used for bathing and relaxation and cooking. And sometimes I'll just put a little bit on for perfume, because I don't like anything that's really in your face. So I'll put a little lavender on. And for pain, oh my lambs, I can't even tell you. I was dealing with this really weird thing that was going on the side of my face. And I don't know if I was grinding my teeth, but that's how I'll just kind of explain it, because it was like jaw pain. So I was taking some lavender and I was literally applying it to my jawline. And I can't begin to tell you how much that helped. And I was like, wow, this is just crazy how many different, like we were talking about with frankincense last week, how there were over 100 different ways to use it. I feel like it's the same with the lavender. You know, you could put several drops of lavender and some distilled water in a little spray bottle, and you can put that on your pillow at night, you know, to help sleep better. You can put a little bottle in your restroom if you want to keep your restroom nice and fresh and smelling good. It's just another really great product. And the sourcing of the lavender, you know, there's a lavender farm here in the United States. It's an old family farm. And when doTERRA came in to do co-impact sourcing with this family, it ignited an excitement to the kids. It made them excited about staying in the family business. And so, you know, that's just another reason why I love this company so much, is because, you know, not only is the product amazing, but their people, their relationships, everything that they're doing from a human standpoint, it feels like you're wearing all of that. Do you know what I mean?
I love hearing the stories about that, because it makes it more personal. And when you know that the story behind the people who love what they're doing and producing these oils that are soothing so many people around the world, it's really very touching.
It really is. And, you know, they are doTERRA is in alignment with a company, Operation Underground Railroad. And, you know, this, they support this organization that is doing really great work, helping to stop the sex trafficking. And I know that's something super close to you and I. And,
right.
You know, I love when a company has a purpose. I love when their product just rocks my world. And, you know, I get really excited when I talk about it because it's really hard not to for me. You know, when I am in alignment with something, you've known me a really super long time. You know, it's very authentic for me. And I love watching how it's helping people. I super love how it's helped me and my family and my friends. And, yeah, I think if you want to start somewhere and you want to dabble in some lavender, that's, you know, do that, because it's just, it has so many different uses.
As Jules has mentioned, lavender essential oils can be used for all things calming. We talk about so many uses of these oils for humans. Lavender is actually one of the oils that you can also use with your pets. Now, you do have to dilute them for your dogs, and you can put them into a carrier oil. And imagine if you're bringing a new puppy home and you want to calm them down, or there's actually a great essential oil vet that talks about putting essential oils like lavender onto horses and cattle, and how you need to dilute it for cats. So lavender can be used in so many different ways.
It really can. You know, it's for your home, it's for yourself, your family, your fur baby family. And I always just tell people, go do your own homework, especially when it comes to your fur babies. There are some extremely prominent, very well-versed vets out there who are really starting to understand the holistic side of healing, you know, for our fur babies. I've been going to a holistic vet a couple of times now for Marlon Brando, just really trying to find a balance between Western and Eastern ideas to help this little guy with his allergies. And so, you know, you'll feel so much more empowered when you also take what you're hearing and then you do your homework yourself. But yeah, lavender, I've put it onto Marlon Brando's skin. He has extreme allergies, and there have been times where, my lance, it seriously breaks my heart with this little guy. And, right now we're we're in a good place, but, he's got some scarring from when I did choose to try some Western ways, he had a reaction and his whole little body did not take to that harsh chemical based stuff. And so now, you know, I'm working with the oils to help heal the skin. And, so I think it's just so, I just know that when I'm making decisions now in my life, I really try to do all of my homework. I listen to you and Candy. Both of you have been great mentors to me and helping me to see things. And what I am finding out, and I've had some conversations with people lately, when all you've known is one thing, Tiffany, your whole entire life,
right?
Then it's really hard. You know, my mother and I were having a conversation about something the other day, and I said, well, Mom, that's really not good for you. And she said, well, I've been doing that my whole life. It's like, okay, I respect that, but we've evolved. And, you know, Steve and I were watching a special the other night on the whole situation many years ago where the pans we were using were made,
right?
some pretty gnarly stuff.
Right.
Well, okay, so we got rid of that, but guess what? You know, I spent hundreds of dollars on this fancy brand thinking that those pots and pans were good, well, they have that same chemical in them. I had no idea.
Right.
So
you have to research, definitely.
You do. You have to research. You have to be willing to say, you know what I have been doing, maybe that's not the best for me. And with all the things that are coming out, Alzheimer's and different things, I don't know. I'm all for trying to take care of myself and to use things like oils and better dishes. In fact, I'm looking at wood plates right now. So if you have any advice on wood plates.
I can absolutely help you with that. One more thing I do want to talk about the doTERRA lavender essential oil is they have something called doTERRA Lavender Touch, which is a roll-on.
And it actually includes
fractionated coconut oil. And so you can put it, you talked about putting it behind your ears. You can apply it to your temples and the back of your neck. A great spot also is the bottoms of your feet.
I know. Who knew that the pores in the bottom of your feet, like if you are not feeling well, right, you put whatever oil it is on the bottom of your feet and it gets into your system the quickest. And I had no clue. Tara also told me that your underarms are.
Would be great.
Right.
For your lavender oil.
Exactly. Exactly. I actually use the rose. Sometimes I'll put rose underneath my underarms.
And you smell beautiful.
And I smell beautiful.
And that's a whole other discussion about.
And that's a whole other oil. I know.
Right. Rose and also antiperspirants and deodorants and such. That's
a whole other discussion.
So
that's
we'll
a
have a separate show on that. So where can our listeners get a hold of you?
Okay. So I do offer free one-on-one consultation. So if you're like, okay, Jules, this sounds really cool, but I have nowhere, you know, I just don't even know how to begin. Just reach out to me. You can go to my website at sacredweave.com. A lot of you, you know, probably have followed me and you may know my product line, which is Jewel Loom. That also will get to me, jewelloom.com. But I have a whole page on my website about the essential oils. And I have a sign up where you can very simply sign up to make an appointment with me so that we can talk about your health goals and how I can help you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for introducing the Healing Life Wisdom listeners to all the benefits of lavender essential oil. And I hope they contact you because to have a 15-minute session with you at no charge is a great way to get started on a healing and wellness path. Because you mentioned, like, what do you do? What do we do for people who just are stuck in their old ways? Give Jules a call.
Yeah.
There's step number one.
Yeah, let's just have a conversation. It's easy, and I always like to say, if seriously, I have like the patience of a saint, and everything is very confidential. You know, there's not, it's just myself and that person talking. And,
so you do this on the phone or face to face if someone is in the Oxnard area, in California.
Yeah. In the Ventura County area, of course, there's always, you know, places to meet. But I think for a lot of people on the phone or Zoom, you know, Zoom is super easy. So I'm flexible with however it works for people because everyone's on the go. But, you know, pretty much if you tell me what's going on, I've been using the products long enough to have a pretty good idea of what would help you. And if not, I'm literally surrounded by the most awesome sauce people ever. My upline is just a plethora of information. And of course, I always go to you as well, Tiffany, for advice. So we really collectively have a beautiful team of people. And so I can't wait to go find out what Steve's friend needs, because I was like, I'd love to help him right now. I have to go tape this radio show. So I'm dying to know, like, what's going on? What do you need?
Well, it's time for you to head off and help someone else. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Have a blessed week.
All right, you too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That wraps up this episode of Healing Life Wisdom. I'd like to thank my guest, Jules Avalar, and to thank you for tuning in. We invite you to follow Healing Life Wisdom on the Blog Talk Radio website, where you can click the follow or subscribe buttons on our show page to receive reminders on upcoming episodes. And be sure to check out our website at healinglifewisdom.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. We invite you to share the link to this podcast with your friends and family, or just send them to our website for the archived episodes. I'm Tiffany Windsor, and this is Healing Life Wisdom. Thanks for joining us.
Have you overdone your workout and need relief? Or are you already feeling stressed this year and want to find relaxation and balance to unwind? CBD is a safe, effective, plant-based approach to well-being. And Sagely Naturals products are sourced from organic, non-GMO hemp. All trace amounts of THC are removed, so you don't have to worry about feeling high. Go to SageLyNaturals.com and use code CBD20 for 20% off. That's CBD20 for 20% off. Get back to doing what you love most with Sagely Naturals.